And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Got a text from our guy, Pedro, on the text line.
Hi, Pedro.
Pedro says, hi, and I love Pedro because Pedro signs, he has a text message signature.
Ooh. Classy.
Yeah, and it says, thanks, Pedro. Every time he ends a text, it says, thanks, Pedro. Says, hi, old truck driver trick for keeping awake on a long drive. Eat sunflower seeds. Crack them, eat the seed, then physically take the shell out of your mouth and throw away the shell. The constant movement will keep you awake all night.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a move that I've tried before and used before. I'm 100%. I've never fallen asleep while driving.
I have.
One of my many accolades. Wait, what?
I've fallen asleep at the wheel.
Care to explain?
I was driving to Iowa Western. Took a little napski while I was driving. Woke up just in time to sideswipe a guardrail.
My God.
Bounced right off that thing. Kept right on trucking.
You just kept going? You didn't even stop?
I mean, I stopped to take a look around. Like, okay, I think we're good here. Cars in one piece.
Whoa.
Just kind of bounced off it in this weird way.
Yeah, you got to try the sunflower seed trick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pedro. Might have just saved Josh's life.
I appreciate it.
Odd news.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Josh.
If you remember the Michelob Ultra commercials with Jimmy Butler?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, where he's on the plane and he's singing, oh, I want to be with you.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a thing. Look it up.
Okay.
You know that Jimmy Butler loves singing songs that white people love.
I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler is great, yeah.
Yeah. Well, rock band Nickelback has invited the Miami Heat forward to join them on tour this summer. The group, Nickelback, that is, their Get Rollin' tour begins on June 12th and will visit 38 cities across North America.
Hell yeah, it does.
It's not like Jimmy to say sorry at Jimmy Butler. We're going on tour this summer. Hit us up if you want us to come sing along live, the group's Twitter account wrote. The invitation comes after Butler played Nickelback in the Heat locker room after a 126-114 overtime loss to the Orlando Magic last Saturday. According to ESPN, Butler sang every word to each Nickelback song during the locker room jam session. Since then, the Heat have won two consecutive games, and Butler is averaging 23.5 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and 1.5 blocks.
I think you guys know where I stand on Nickelback. I'm good.
Unfairly hated
yes,
on.
Absolutely. I mean, if it continues on anymore with these people just piling on Nickelback, oh, you like Nickelback, they're going to become like underrated at some point. Listen to their songs. They're good. I know they're like, yeah, they're like commercially good, and they're pop culture not so good probably, but commercially successful songs. But don't tell me you don't like them. Their reputation, you know, is a little bit too much to overcome for some people. I get it. But actually listen to the music. It's good. Nickelback's got some good songs.
Even the Heat's Twitter account is on board with the Nickelback motivation, pulling inspiration from the band's 2005 hit song Photograph for a celebratory post after Wednesday's win against the Memphis Grizzlies. Should Butler decline Nickelback's invitation, he can still catch them on tour when they perform in Tampa on July 29th.
I can't wait to see Jimmy Butler out on tour with Nickelback.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Very.
Josh, we interrupt this program for a little bit of an alert here.
Oh.
According to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports and now John Rothstein of CBS Sports, Ed Cooley has accepted the Georgetown job and is leaving Providence.
Wow, respect to Ed Cooley.
Ed Cooley, leaving Providence.
Oh.
That's the next documentary to come out.
Well, it's going to the nation's capital. Rebuild.
Do we still have to respect Ed Cooley?
Oh, yeah. Because
now he's at like a he's at a bigger program now. It doesn't hit the same, right? He's not at Providence anymore, so we can't say, oh, here's this little fun program, Providence, and they got this really cool and good coach. His name's Ed Cooley. I don't know. I don't think that's the same anymore. I think it takes on a little bit of a different personality.
He looked up and he said, you take Dunkin' Donuts' name off this arena and I am out of here.
Yep. Whatever the hell they call it now. It's not the dunk. It'll never be the dunk. Mm-hmm. There you go. Ed Cooley to Georgetown. Reportedly. Allegedly. Continue on.
We turn to Baylor, the university that Creighton beat yesterday. You familiar with Baylor University?
I'm very now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this goes back to their game on Friday when Dale Bonner checked into the game with his jersey inside out.
What? I didn't even notice this. I was sitting right there.
It said Roy Lab on his jersey.
Oh, my God.
Friday in Denver when the Bears were playing the Gauchos in the first round. Did you run into Jim Rome? Jim Rome was in the house for the Gauchos game on Friday.
There was a really good Gaucho contingent.
Yeah. Bonner was set to sub in for one of his teammates in the first half, but unfortunately, the jersey was inside out. He didn't notice the mistake at first. Referees had to delay the game to tell him his jersey was incorrect.
What the hell was I doing?
I don't know. Bonner quickly corrected himself, got the jersey on right, as everyone in the court stood around and waited for him to get it together. The commentators referenced the gaffe during the broadcast, attributing the mishap to possible March Madness jitters.
Another great example of maybe why we should just all watch games on TV in the year of our Lord 2023. Now, you pick up some details that are good to do a radio show with, but you also miss very obvious things, which the broadcaster should make you aware of. I missed that. I was sitting right next to it.
Oh, yeah, that was your bench day.
Yeah, that was bench day.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I also loved the bit you did of you analyzing the tape of your post-game press conference posture.
Yeah, I don't know. I was locked in on Friday. I guess I was pretty loose on Saturday.
A little loosey-goosey with it. Finally, we go to Kentucky, where Creighton will be headed.
People forget.
For the Sweet 16. This is in Lexington, though, so this is not Louisville. But there's a sick puppy at an animal rescue in Kentucky that we want to bring attention to here on the Odd News segment.
Ah, I love animals and dogs, yeah, especially.
Famously. According to the Lexington Humane Society, the pup has canine parvovirus. I don't know what it is. But the medical team says the dog has a difficult time getting the animal to eat anything. And it's become a real situation there in Lexington. Thursday, the team said they found out that the dog only likes to eat chicken from Raising Cane's. So the Humane Society went out and treated the pup to some Raising Cane's chicken fingers. According to the vets, parvo symptoms include loss of appetite, vomiting, lethargy, and diarrhea.
I have that too.
You've got all that?
Yeah, I'm only supposed to. I'm only allowed to eat. Empanadas. I had some empanadas yesterday. Empanadas are good. But now I have this disease. It's horrible, horrible disease.
We got the Crab Rangoon version of that.
Oh.
At the Odson household, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to our Crab Rangoon bracket?
I don't know. Not a lot of restaurants reaching out to us to taste their Crab Rangoons.
Weird. That was an idea that was a good one, but
the idea
predictably
is solid.
Fleeting.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. All right. Ed Cooley looks like he's off to Georgetown. How about this before we take a quick break? Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
From Jeff Goodman of Stadium. Two names likely to be high on Providence list after Ed Cooley leaves, sources told Stadium. How about this? Penn State's Micah Shrewsbury, and Goodman adds, who I don't think would take it. Yeah, not kidding. If Micah Shrewsbury left Penn State to go to Providence, I think they'd probably have to shut down Penn State as a school.
We'll ask Ellie French about this development tomorrow.
That ain't happening. Not going to happen. Providence have to go somewhere else. All right, we got a phone call waiting on the other line. Perfect timing. I believe old man Doug was getting after it in Denver as well.
Ooh.
He's everywhere.
Look at that.
We'll come back, take a couple calls as we continue on a Monday. Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.